What'd you think of that? Did you see the Man of Steel trailer?
I did.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, it kind of blew my mind.
Oh, I saw it. I doubted this movie a lot. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
Same
Nolan's
here.
honest producer, but how much he's actually got his fingers in it, I don't know. But I saw this trailer and I was like, they're doing it right.
Yeah, it's weird. It kind of like, so you've seen, there's two versions, right? You've seen them both. They're basically the same.
I've seen the Jor-El one. That was what I saw in both times I saw the movie. And I watched the other one online, but I couldn't, like, I don't know. I was only like half paying attention. So, but yeah.
Yeah, it's so strange 'cause like, God, I want to say that it's a like fair representation of what the movie will be like, you know? 'Cause that's kind of like what teasers do. They kind of like set up the tone and like the feel of a movie, right? But like it's Zack Snyder. Like that's it's like so strange that
Yeah, it
like
really is.
yeah, I almost like don't wanna believe it, but those teasers were like just so good.
It's hard to believe, but maybe Nolan slaps some sense into him. Now, I think Snyder can be a good filmmaker and, like, do what the Superman looks like it's gonna do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like, just with what he's done, he hasn't had the opportunity to do, like, something that looks, to be like this, I guess, more on an emotional level or more character driven. Or
Yeah.
he just always opts to go for the spectacle. Like, he just has so much fun doing that I don't know. I think he can do it.
Yeah, we'll
And
see.
that Hobbit trailer.
Oh,
Oh my.
really?
Did you see the Hobbit trailer?
Yeah, but I saw, is this isn't a new one.
I
It's
don't
like
know.
'cause the one I saw was it was just basically Gandalf, like he names off all the dwarves.
And then they
Yeah.
sing Misty Mountain song.
Yeah.
Yeah, the trailer is so good.
Yeah,
Like,
I'm interested in that movie. I think it will be
I'm telling
it.
my friend, like, we need to do our Lord of the Rings marathon soon. I need to
Oh
see
God.
those.
Oh yeah, Jesus, yeah. Yeah, I have the extended cuts on
Do
Blu-ray.
you? Nice.
And the Blu-ray looks amazing, but it's like a half hour longer than the theatrical cut, which is like 4 hours total or something.
That's
You know,
insane.
it's they're such long movies.
My friend tells me, like, I need to see the extended cuts. Like, we're just watching those first.
Everyone tells me too that like the extended cuts are the best. But I think I could live without him, to be honest. Yeah, 'cause it's just, you know, it doesn't like add anything that is like needed, you know.
I
But
bet if you read the books, they'd be a lot cooler.
I guess.
It's like the director's cut for Watchmen is just, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So much. Like, there's just, like, all the added stuff just is pulled
But that's
exactly from
like,
the comics out.
yeah. But that's like different.
That's
Like
fan
once,
service.
yeah, like once you see the Lord of the Rings, it's a different, I don't know.
There's this timer going off and it's really annoying, so I'm gonna go shut it off real quick.